And I believe that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that is. Uh-huh. Well, now, what would you call those?
Let you name that. Because it's the donut. Because I've done cooked them that way. Instead of to craving the color.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, but you don't have any special name for those?
Uh-huh. And no. But seem like it, ladyfingers or something uh-huh. like that.
Well, what do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet and eat them with syrup?
With syrup.
Uh-huh. You stack them up and eat them with syrup and butter. These are little flat cakes.
Like pancakes.
Yes, ma'am. That's
oh, right. Yes.
Have you ever heard those called anything besides pancakes?
Batter cake. I've heard them called batter cake. Yes, I know I couldn't call that a cake, but and I had, when my helper was sick, she's in her 18th year now, and she was sick not long ago, and I had some help, and she didn't know how to make a pancake. And I told her, I didn't know they knew that so little. And you know, I had two or three that helped me. And they didn't know, couldn't tell the time of day on the clock.
For goodness sake.
Now, I just didn't know. I don't know now. They hadn't been where they could have learned that, could they?
I wouldn't think so.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. They feel like, you know, the whites have treated them so bad, you know, they just couldn't learn anything. And I said, of course, I didn't go in detail like that to them. But I said, I can't understand why you all haven't learned that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the... Telling time really does seem
kind of
strange.
Yeah, telling what time it is. And they couldn't read.
Uh-huh. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Aaron, you have to say that. It's a, what is it? You get slabs that you cut.
Bacon. You can get it smoked or not smoked.
And then you cut it, you know, you have it cut for pork, for bacon.
Well, now, what about side meat or middling meat?
Yes.
Now, what are those? Are those the same thing?
Same thing. It's all, that's the whole side of a, you know, I was a country girl, you know, that's when I know so much about hog killing. And then...
Some of them use boiling meat where you have the ribs in it.
Mm-hmm.
You got white meat.
Mm-hmm. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog head and things like that?
Well, now it's called sass. It used to be called sass meat. Some call it just pressed meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? When you bite into a cherry?
Let's see, what do you don't call it? I don't know what. It always, but I know that we had cherry trees, and my father was a sweet. He had cherry trees planted by the fence, and then he had by on that fence he had about a 10-inch plant
mm-hmm.
by that cherry tree, where we could walk from one side. I had 12 trees planted along. You know how this had to space on the bed.
Yes, ma'am.
And now we had that where we could get up and get on that fence.
Mm-hmm.
And get our cherries.
Oh, that must have been nice.
And he was a sweet papa. I think to think about all those things.
Yeah, that was very thoughtful. Uh-huh. Well, can you think of what you call that thing when you bite into a cherry and there's that whole thing in there?
Do
you call it a pit or a seed or a kernel?
A kernel? I think it's just a seed.
That's what you say, it's cherries been pitted.
Mm-hmm.
Pitted. I got the seed out.
Well, what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
The seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?